From aunts to uncles now. Here's our weird Uncle Steve, Steve Proffitt. I'm sorry, Steve. I couldn't resist. Senior producer Steve Proffitt to share some letters.
What can I say? Hello. Let's start with the reaction to the conservative writer Stephen Moore.
Okay. We talked to him Wednesday about the stimulus package Congress is considering. We also heard from a liberal economist, James Galbraith.
Yes, but it was Mr. Moore, Madeline, who drew a lot of comments, almost all negative from our listeners. His number one beef with the stimulus package is the amount of money devoted to developing alternative forms of energy, things like wind and solar. Here's part of what he said about that.
They are just hopelessly inefficient in terms of the cost of building these things and the amount of electricity they generate.
If Mr. Moore were forthright, notes listener Michael Stevens, he'd admit that wind energy currently creates electricity at about the same cost as gas or coal-fired plants.
Stephen Moore also objects to funding in the stimulus package for public transportation, things for new rail and bus lines. He says people don't use them and they don't want them.
99 times as many people use roads and highways as use transit systems.
Well, a lot of listeners took issue with that comment.
Like Tony Gottfried, who responded with a little creative humor.
I happened to come across a comment by Mr. Moore's grandfather in 1909, he writes.
Sarcastically. Mr. Gottfried imagined this quote from Grandpa Moore. There is no point in the government building all these paved roads when 99% of the population gets around on horseback.
Okay, and another story got lots of comments on our website, co-sleeping.
Bringing the baby into bed with you.
Yesterday on the program, we talked to our physician, Dr. Sydney Spiesel, about a study that recommends against sleeping with your infant. And we spoke with two mothers who have chosen to do that.
The study warns of the danger of suffocation to the infant. And we thought Dr. Sid took a balanced view, advising that parents be aware of both the risks and the benefits of co-sleeping.
Yeah, but many of you who commented on the web didn't see it that way.
I was appalled, wrote Shara Arman. The story was horrifically skewed.
She and many others felt we should have interviewed a medical expert such as Dr. James McKenna of Notre Dame, who has researched safe ways to sleep with your baby.
Marcy Val wrote to say that rather than discuss the pros and cons of co-sleeping, we should have offered advice on how to do it safely.
Okay, and finally, some praise, finally, for a financial analyst we talk to fairly regularly. His name is Barry Ritholtz.
You spoke to him this week, Madeline, about the Obama administration plan to limit pay to executives of firms that get large amounts of government rescue money.
And Barry was a lot more concerned about these companies using that government cash to pay dividends to their stockholders.
But he pointed out when you, as he put it, essentially drive the bus into a ravine,
you no longer have the ability to dictate to your rescuers, okay, I want some caviar and some croissant before you guys can come rescue me. That sort of discussion just doesn't work.
Well, listener Susan Davis asks, how can we get Mr. Ritholtz into a position of influence in this administration?
Thanks for all your comments. You can write us directly at our website, npr.org, and you can comment on individual stories right there, too.
Uncle Steve, thanks.
You're welcome, my queen bee.